down with OTV? Who's down with OTV? Who's down with OTV?
Podcast One presents Off the Vine with Caitlin Bristow. Caitlin is creating a space where girls and gents can feel empowered to be themselves. Get ready for lots of laughs, taboo topics, unfiltered advice, and wine.
Lots of wine.
Get ready to shake things up. Here's Caitlin.
Who let the dogs out? Who let the dogs out? Who let the dogs out?
Who did let those dogs out? Will we ever know?
Wasn't me.
It wasn't me.
Oh, boy.
She's the drunk one.
So this is the party table. I've been out here for an hour, and this is it right here.
Party table. I like it. Oh, my gosh. You guys are all getting some serious side boob tonight. Breathe it in. I'm also not wearing a bra. How many dudes do we have here, by the way? What? Wait, why are you embarrassed? Don't be embarrassed. I welcome men here. It's so funny because were you dragged here by a girl? Guys don't come to my stuff. Like, they just don't want, it's not their thing. Just the same way, anytime somebody comes up, oh, can I get a picture? My wife would kill me. I'm like, you love the show. Don't you lie to me. Thank you guys for coming. This is an awesome space.
Yeah.
There's a balcony. I feel like you guys are like the riffraff room, like on Ellen. What's your name?
Maggie.
You know what? You stole my joke. Maggie Maple, everybody. Yeah, my woo girl. You're my woo girl.
Yeah,
thank
she's
you.
She's gonna be that all night.
Yeah, did she do that for you too?
Oh, she's been doing the woos. She's tried to weasel her way up on stage already. I told her I'd see what I could
do. I felt special for a second, but now you're wooing for anybody and our guests. Okay, how many guys are here again? Let's see a hand.
I see a couple. I see a few.
Six. How many men here think they are good listeners? As the girls pull their hands down, no, you're not. That's funny. Brandy, thanks for DJing and hyping up the crowd before I came out here.
Did my best. Played some 90s in honor of you.
You really had a missed opportunity to pour the wine before I got out here.
Oh, you know, that's not my expertise.
Yeah,
that's
but
yours.
You're supposed to be my co-host here, you know? My co-pilot. I should have wine. I'm just kidding. I'm being a diva.
Can we cuss
Should
on
I
the
drink?
Show?
Oh, I can't drink red. Guys, can we talk about this outfit? I feel like Catwoman. Okay, wine. Everybody has wine in hand? Let's do, rosé. Like classy rosé or like a you mixed red and white rosé? Because that's my kind of rosé. I just got my teeth bleached. Try and hide your excitement. How do they look? That's why I can't drink red today, so I'm drinking white. You know what? My freckles faded. But thank you. You follow me. Oh my God. Hey, speaking of grape therapy, did you guys listen yesterday? Well, I know Maggie did. So here's a little thing. So I podcasted about my love for Mr. Rogers and RIP Mr. Rogers because I didn't know he died. And I was like, you know what? Like I watched his documentary and I'm like, I'm going to have Mr. Rogers on my podcast. He's going to be my dream guest. And then I was like so into it. And then all my tweets today were like, sorry to break it to you, Caitlin, but like he died like 15 years ago. So let's all just have a little toast to Mr. Rogers, shall we?
To Mr. Rogers.
I'm going to pour one out for Mr. Rogers. Everybody's like, that works here is like, don't do it.
You've really been put through the ringer on Twitter
That's
this week.
That's for Mr. Rogers. What?
You've really been put through the ringer on Twitter this week.
Oh, gosh.
I was personally victimized by all the Ross haters.
Raise your hand if you like Ross from Friends.
Thank you.
Are you just saying that because you know I love him? Raise your hand if you don't like Ross from Friends.
Ooh.
Get out! That was a test. Just kidding. Ross is my favorite character. I find him romantic. I find him endearing. And he's such a spaz like myself. And I just really appreciate him. Okay. I think we should introduce our first guest.
Yeah? Oh, let me... Okay.
What?
Cue it up.
Should we?
I was going to... The pony
was
for the guest.
If you think, if it is who you think it's going to be, do you remember anything about a horse? Somebody, I'm not going to mention names, rode in on a horse... I just put two and two together. Did he ride out on a horse because his last name is Horseman? Ha! Huh. Punny? I like it. Ladies and gentlemen, let's bring out our first guest, Blake Horseman! Blake, welcome to the podcast.
Oh, good to be here. Good
are you scared?
Little.
Yeah, because I'm going to make you like blackout really and confess everything.
It's challenge accepted, I feel like.
It's what I'm going to do. You are one of seven dudes in here, so the ratio is looking good for you, my friend. But yeah, thank you for being here.
Yeah. No,
and first time on Off the Vine.
It is.
Are you prepped? Do you have a confession ready?
I do.
Are we going to Can You Not?
Good. Yeah, I got
okay,
a couple
Okay, we're
going to
Can You
Not.
And what else we got planned? Oh, we're going to play a little game. A
couple games.
Yeah, games are my favorite. First of all, let's just dive into Blake. Just realized, did you come out on a horse because of your last name?
I was just going to say, yeah, it was a play on words. Yeah. You didn't know my last name.
I'm better than that. What?
Horseman, yeah. Did you know that before?
No. Oh, okay. But I didn't put two and two
And I didn't actually ride, though. I just, like, carried him out.
Oh,
yeah,
right,
I just,
right,
like,
right.
Pulled him out.
But you did ride something out of the...
Ox. I rode an ox.
You rode an ox?
On night one. Limo night was an ox.
Oh.
Ox night.
Ox night. Okay, so you rode a or you brought in a horse and then you rode an ox.
Yeah, that
I
horse.
My entrance was
I've
weird.
Never, I've never been more nervous in my. I was standing backstage, about to go on live television with a horse, like a live 2,000-pound animal, and I was dying.
Oh yeah.
So much could have gone wrong. There was somebody walking behind us with a shovel, ready for the horse to
That's
shit.
That's what I was
like,
thinking.
Was just walking behind us.
That's so what
I was like,
I
please
thinking.
Don't, please don't, please don't.
That would have been not romantic.
Would have been pretty awesome, actually.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. Like, okay, so you brought in a horse. You did the whole like. Mm-hmm. You got to get back up on the horse.
Hell of a
Smooth.
Line. Don't just gloss over the line. The line was everything.
That's true. That was your biggest moment on the whole show. I'm just kidding.
It was all downhill from there.
So last night we had a Friendsgiving dinner, and Blake came over and Brandy was there, and we made this whole feast. And we were going around the table saying what we were thankful for. We were playing games. And then we were playing this game called Quiplash. Have you guys ever heard
Amazing.
Of it?
Amazing. So much fun.
Are you lying? I feel like people don't know that game. Oh, okay. And wait, where was I going? Oh, yeah, I know. So you try and come up with these funny answers, like a question, like what would be like something humiliating or something? And then everybody writes their answers and people have to guess who said what. And I said, being the runner-up of The Bachelorette and then not being The Bachelor. Everybody wanted you to be The Bachelor.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Wow, thank you.
Thank you.
But
thank
I
you.
Also think a lot of ladies are probably pumped that you're still single. Right, so there's that. Tell me, how long ago was this experience for you? I was going to say journey, but that ain't me. How long ago was the experience for you, that like recording-wise?
So filming ended mid-May.
Filming ended mid-May, and we're what month now?
So it's like 5 months.
How are you doing?
Doing good.
Yeah, he's doing good, guys.
Doing all right, guys. I'm doing all right, I promise.
Were people just so concerned for
so
your well-being?
So concerned. My DMs were just filled with people like, are you okay? Are you going to be okay? Are you okay?
I was one of them.
I was just like, guys.
I was like, oh my God, are you okay? No, that was, it was so sad.
No, yeah, that was a rough day.
Yeah,
that was,
and do you guys realize that the show is real? Like, are we all on the same page here that the feelings are real?
Because I'll fight you if you think that was fake.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I mean, if that was fake, you are Jake Gyllenhaal, my friend.
Yeah,
yeah, that was you were Jake up for an Oscar because that was an impressive performance. Thank you. Wow, tough one, I know. But no, it was heartbreaking to watch. But I knew I was like, he's going to come out of it and see that there's somebody else out there for you. The ladies are going to be lining up at the old door. Maggie's number one.
Oh, that's Maggie. I heard about you backstage.
Yeah,
gosh, you made a name for yourself.
Call me.
Slide into my DMs. Yeah. Yeah, slide into my DMs.
We interrupt this live podcast to talk about fashion. When your billable hours start running into your happy hours, there is zero time for an outfit change. So rewrite the rules of dressing for the job with Style for Work at Express. These fashion-forward pieces are designed to make syncing your professional schedule and personal life easier than ever. Shop Style for Work at Express and go from your first meeting to last call without compromising your personal style. Check out Express for all the best dress pants, work tops, blazers, and dresses. Newest looks for work, that upcoming job interview, or just refresh your closet so that you can dress for the job that you want. Even better, you can shop more sizes and more styles than ever. You can shop women's sizes 00 to 18 at express.com and in select stores. So shop Style for Work now at your nearest Express store or on express.com and get $25 off when you spend $100 on anything at Express using code 4841 in-store. That's promo code 4841 in-store or at express.com. Some exclusions may apply.
Can I look at your DMs?
No.
Wait, he doesn't want you to see what he's been answering.
Give me your phone. Give me your phone.
You're so nervous.
A terrible idea.
No, this
Can
is
I look
a great.
At a few first?
No, don't look at the ones you responded to. Just go into the
request. Oh, no, into the unread.
Yeah. Because
I don't
want to see what you. Yeah, right. I saw, you probably respond with,
well,
like,
I just got mentioned in a whole lot of stories.
Oh. Oh, I'm going to call some people.
That's the worst
right
in the morning after I'm out or whatever. I go through my DMs and look how many times I was mentioned. Like, was I doing something stupid?
Where's Sarah Max?
Uh-oh.
She says, hi, daddy.
Ooh.
This is a fun game.
By the way, you spelled daddy wrong. It's with a Z.
Yeah. Zaddy.
Hi, Zaddy. Okay, let's go.
Quick, slide in and say something.
Ooh, this is funny. You're in Nash this weekend. I hope to see you.
Ooh,
hey, hi. Handsome. I know you get so many messages, but if mine reaches you, that would be amazing. Aw. I'm like reading them in such a sexual voice. They're actually just being so nice. Like, hey, if I got to meet you, that'd be amazing.
Most of them are just
like,
super nice. Yeah, yeah. They're just, I mean, occasionally.
I honestly just want to find such. Oh, so you're unreal. Oh, there's a video? Oh, yes.
No, don't accept. Don't allow.
No.
Then she can just DM me whenever she wants. No, you can do it. Do it.
Look at her. Blake, I had to tell you, I was at finalist weekend and found out I'm not going on the show, but I was rooting for you to be the bachelor. So I thought I'd tell you, if you're ever in San Diego, look me up.
Oh, he's there often.
Yeah, hit allow on that one. Wait, let's see.
No.
Should I like her photo?
No.
Yeah.
No.
Do it.
Stop.
Do it.
This is a horrible game. Reddit's going to go crazy now.
Actually, she's really cute. Did I hear a glass break?
Okay. That means we're having fun.
Okay, I'm done. I won't do that to you anymore. But have you been dating since the show?
Yeah, I'm dating.
Oh.
I'm dating. I don't have like a girlfriend, but yeah, I'm dating.
Woo!
I'm dating.
Oh, yeah, Maggie, she can hear you. You can't stay in front of her that you're single. So anyways, Blake, we all just need to know.
Yes.
How was the plane ride home from that breakup?
This is interesting. So I actually had to stay on that island that night.
Yeah.
And that was a very small island. And then I took a boat, and then I actually flew to London for 5 days.
Oh.
Yeah, to heal.
Sounds terrible.
Yeah, it was awful.
You took a boat to London from, like, where were you?
I ran that ABC credit card so many times.
Yeah, of course. That's what I'm thinking. Okay, so you had to stay because sometimes they'll make you stay during, like, they're like, well, we have to wait till they get engaged.
Exactly, and then they had, like, the time on the, yeah, and they were like, you got to go into hiding for, like,
yeah, you had to go into hiding. Uh-huh. So you went into hiding in London?
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah. I mean, if you're going to hide.
And I'd never been to London, so actually, yeah.
Is that because Reality Steve isn't in London? You can't have him see you?
Yeah. Probably right. Yeah.
That happened to me when Chris Soules dumped me. Remember that?
Yeah.
Yeah. Who's Chris?
Chris who?
Oh, you really don't know. Oh.
Oh.
Google his name.
Ooh.
I didn't say anything. I just said Google his name. But when he dumped me, they made me stay in Iowa for like 13 days with a producer. In a snowed-in cabin. I'm sorry. Am I boring you?
The Rockies game's on.
We're in the NLDS.
Some Rockies fans in here? Yeah. What's this? I think, is it still 2-2? I think it's still 2-2.
Oh, my God. He's looking at the baseball
bottom
score
of 12.
While I'm talking.
Okay. Just give me like a, yeah.
What a guy. No wonder Becca dumped you. Just go!
And low blow.
Too soon. Too soon. I'm all about the too soon humor. But anyways, you get trapped in hideouts. Brandy, do you feel so out of this conversation?
No, I love it.
Well, it is.
You have. You've been talking a lot.
You're making up for her. Yeah. Yeah. You got Brandy's back.
Yeah. I feel like the job of the co-host is to like pipe in when needed.
Hype man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You can pipe up.
Like when I take a sip of wine, then you talk.
That's time. Yeah.
Yeah.
Or like when it's time to like take a jab at Blake, because I've got a lot of them like stored up. It's like very easy.
The reason we jab at Blake though is because he has a really great sense of humor.
Mm. I think I actually impressed you a little with that last night during that game.
I always think I'm like the funniest one in the room. And Sean's learned to just be like, yeah, okay, you are. He's actually funny. But last night, Blake really stole my thunder, if you will, because we were playing this game and I'm like, I'm hilarious, but his answers were always funnier than mine and he got all the votes and then you
did
like,
he get
really
the votes
took me
though?
Down.
Because I recall
Let's
me
turn
winning
her mic off because
around.
Oh yeah, Brandy did
no,
win.
She did win a couple times. Yeah, she did.
Brandy, you were pretty funny last night.
For once, I was the funniest person in the room for like 5 minutes because growing up in my family,
she
I'm always the
up.
Least funny.
Are people in your family really funny?
Do you live in this
Who is
country?
Your family?
Who's
sorry. Your family?
Oh, wait,
I
forgot.
Know.
You're from another country.
Who?
Yeah. Wait, there's this girl named Miley. She's kind of funny.
Miley
Cyrus?
I don't think we know her in Canada.
Yeah, no?
No.
Party in the Canadian.
Yeah, we don't play her.
States.
It's party in Canada.
Oh, my God. It's so funny when you're at a bar with Brandy, too, and that song comes on. Her face is just.
Oh, yeah. What
she
do you
just
do?
Gets
when people play Party in the USA, are you like,
just plays everywhere all the time. Yeah. But I mean, I play it in my DJ set, so I can't really complain. It's a crowd pleaser.
I bet the crowd loves that too.
Yeah,
don't they?
Play what people love.
Okay. Well, I mean, what else do you guys want to know from Blake? I feel like we should bring out our other guests and then continue the conversation. Because I don't know if you noticed, but there's still a mic open.
Hey.
Hey, see everybody.
Oh, girl.
Girl, you look good.
Done. Damn.
Oh my! Look at that hair.
Thank you.
Are you kidding me? I told her not to make you look better than me.
Where's my wine?
I'm just kidding. Where is your wine? Oh, here's a glass. What do you want, red or white?
White.
Okay. Hey, Tia.
Hi.
Oh, my gosh. Tia, everybody. Let's give her another round of applause.
Thank you.
So, like, where's Colton? Just kidding.
Oh, wow.
I'm
soon,
on fire.
Soon.
I'm on fire. And you know we're going to go there.
Colton's in Singapore.
Oh. Did you? Colton is in Singapore.
She knows.
This is going to be fun. This is going to be fun.
This is where the juice starts coming out. This, oh, Tia's getting nervous. She's like, the horse, everybody. Yeah. So, okay, Tia, you were on Ari's season. Did you really like him?
Hard-hitting questions here, Tia.
He was great.
He was a great kisser?
He was a very slow kisser.
Is that good?
Kisser.
Yeah. Okay, good kisser. Because he's like the kissing bandit. That was his shtick. Like, me?
You?
I mean, I was.
I was. If
you guys were the lead on a show, would you make out with more than, like,
yes.
Maggie, I know. But would you guys kiss somebody the first night?
Yes.
Thank you. I got so much shit for that. So you did like him. But when you removed yourself from the situation, were you over it?
Mm-hmm.
This yeah. happens. You think you're... Let me tell you, they pump up that lead so much. I was always like, when the guys left my show, I'm like, they're going to be over me in 2 seconds. They'll be like, oh, what was I thinking? Because that's what happens. Did you feel the same way?
No.
No, your feelings were real.
I was going to say, no, actually, I'll be honest.
She was my best friend, so yeah. Be careful.
Oh, yeah. Please raise your right hand.
Otherwise. This one.
And I'm a hard seven.
Drink more wine.
Do you swear... To spill the tea.
Here we go, yes.
Nothing yes. but the tea. No, do you swear to tell the tea? Spill the tea, the whole tea, and nothing but the tea, so help you, Reality Steve.
No, I don't. Yes. No, I'm kidding. I do.
Yeah,
I do.
You
I do.
Have to.
I
this do. Is the trust tree with the nest. You know, it's a podcast. Nobody listens to this.
Normally good. That works, but there's 500 people in this room when you say that.
You're good. No, and nobody has their phones out. Can we
this bitch does.
I see you. Really do you have bad blood with somebody?
No, I really don't. Like, I don't have any bad blood.
Yeah,
blood. I'm a soft six.
It's going up, moving on up. Okay, guys.
No, okay. So during, after the final rose, Becca said some unfortunate things live on that show. That one thing.
Okay.
And do you know what I'm talking about? Did
no.
you watch it?
Spill it.
Wait.
I didn't
well,
watch.
Well, so she said.
Oh, like people watched it. Like if they watch it, they'd know what you're talking about.
I think. Yeah.
Oh, what did she say? Oh,
so it wasn't that bad, apparently. I'm just No. She said the whole remark about not being able to take care of a sick kid because I was in my head during the show.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
So that hurt. I don't think she meant to say. I think she was actually reaching for something substantial, like a reason, because I don't think she had a reason. So she was looking for something to say to me.
Of course.
And I know she regrets saying it, but...
It's true, because in a moment, you're just trying to reach for anything just to, like, make... an excuse as to why you're not the person, because you're like, well, I really care about them, and I'm like, I've gone here with you this whole way, and now I have to just tell you, like, you're not it when I made you feel like you are the whole time.
Right.
So you have to reach for something. So she probably said it and then was like, ooh.
Yeah, it was one of those, like, ooh. Like, I even see Chris Harrison go, ooh.
Yeah.
Shouldn't have said that.
Yes, Chris Harrison.
That was awesome.
I absolutely love him. He's become one of my dear friends out of this whole situation. Like, producers, not so much. But Chris Harrison,
he's the best.
I don't know if you guys have listened to that. I'm not mad at producers. I'm not bitter. But Chris Harrison to me is like a friend, a dad. Yeah, that's pretty much it. But he's just been so amazing to me through everything. So if anybody asks, is Chris Harrison really that cool in person? Yes, he is. And he's such a good dad.
He's the best.
He's such a good dad. Yeah. Anyways, now the tea can be passed to Tia.
Yes.
I'm off. Like, thank God.
Tia, are you a little bit nervous?
Where's Sarah? No, Sarah Dupuy. Where's my friend Sarah?
Oh, yeah. Where is
she? Yeah.
Where is she?
Hi.
Oh, hi. Are you having fun? You have to say yes. Okay.
Someone say go, Hogs, go.
Go, Hogs? Show yourself. Who's saying that? Oh, back there. Very back. Hi.
Did you say go, Hogs, go? They're playing Alabama this weekend. It's not looking good. Not looking good.
You Americans in your
sports. No, boo.
I'm like, go Vancouver Canucks. I like hockey.
Whoa, that landed with you guys. Landed. What, are you from Vancouver? Really?
Langley. Oh, yeah. Well, Vancouver. And you're? Have you been there like your whole life? You're big Canuck guys? Oh, I'm actually an Edmonton Oilers fan, but nobody knows. Who. I know. I know they suck. They're terrible, but it's my home team. Can I just... my mom used to take us to games. Actually, my mom and my dad had season tickets, and we grew up, and Wayne Gretzky used to fist pump my mom on the way off ice. Does anybody know who Wayne Gretzky is?
Yeah.
Okay, good. I was about to get you all out of here if you didn't. He's my hero.
Hey, Vinos, when you're not enjoying your wine, enjoy LaCroix Sparkling Water, a calorie sweetener and sodium innocent beverage with nothing artificial. Make the switch to LaCroix Sparkling Water, a healthier alternative for you and your lifestyle. It's zero calories, zero sweeteners, zero sodium. That equals innocent. All natural, environmentally friendly, and flavored with fruit essences. There are 14 LaCroix flavors. Key lime, tangerine, mango, apricot, and passion fruit are the newest. There's peach, pear, coconut, lemon, pamplemousse, lime, berry, grand raspberry, orange, and grapefruit are pure unflavored, round out the lineup. The LaCroix family also includes 6 LaCroix Curité flavors. There's pineapple strawberry, there's apple berry, there's cherry lime, my mouth just watered, there's kiwi watermelon, there's blackberry cucumber, and there's cantaloupe pink grapefruit. LaCroix Curité has a bolder flavor. LaCroix Sparkling Water and LaCroix Curité Sparkling Water is a gluten-free, vegan, and non-GMO beverage. LaCroix Sparkling Water and LaCroix Curité Sparkling Water are both available nationwide, so for more information, join the LaCroix community on social at LaCroix Water or check us out at www.lacroixwater.com.
But anyways, Tia, why don't we do this? We'll get you a little warmed up. You just got out here. I don't need to put you on the spot right away. Let's confess. Let's do the confession booth and tell, and I will wash away all of your sins with my wine. Blake, you're up. Confess to us.
Oh, no. I've been dreading this for a week.
What?
Okay, so my family, so especially my dad's side of the family, they think
it?
Just like poop and fart is hilarious. I don't know if anybody else's family is like that. But
I got in trouble on my season for liking poop and fart jokes. Ian, I don't know if you guys remember Ian, but he thought I was shallow. And surface level
you like
for
fart
liking
jokes.
Fart jokes. And I was like, he was like, yeah, I'm not in the mood for fart jokes. I'm like, what? So I shouldn't tell
bye.
You my next joke? Okay. Go on.
So I just remember being around like Thanksgiving dinner, I think, or Christmas dinner. And they were like all talking about how they've all shit their pants at some point in
right.
time. And
yeah.
I felt so left out because I had never shit my pants.
So you
I was
did
like,
it.
Who
just
am I?
Fit in.
Yeah.
Loser.
I was like, who am I? Yeah, what a loser.
Loser.
So, not much longer, long after.
Turkey, it'll do it to you.
I was in bed, and I don't know what, honestly don't know what happened. Like, my stomach started to hurt.
It's about to get weird.
Next thing I knew, yeah, I was like, uh-oh, in bed.
Oh. White
sheets? I literally shit the bed.
You literally shit the bed?
I literally shit the bed.
Gross.
Yeah, but I just remember, like, after I had shit the bed, and I did the cleanup, and I, like, threw the sheets out, flipped the mattress, did the whole thing. I remember laying in bed, like, my parents are going to be so proud of me.
Like, wow.
I can talk at Christmas dinner. Like,
you're
I have something
like,
to talk about at Christmas
with
dinner.
I family now.
Like,
yay.
Yeah, I fit in now.
Oh,
but,
that's funny.
Yeah, I honestly don't know what happened. I just, it was like...
You channeled it. You were like,
yeah, it was like,
my
yeah,
dad's
exactly.
not going to love me unless I shit the bed. And then you manifested
my
it.
My dad to love me. I just shit the bed.
And now he loves you.
Yeah.
I'm really proud of you.
Yeah.
Cheers to that.
Cheers
I'll
to that.
Wash
away.
Away
my sins.
Yeah, I'll do that for you. Cheers.
Cheers.
Tia, confess to us, my child.
Okay. I feel like I have multiple confessions.
Right.
Does it involve Colton?
Why do I keep going there? I'm sorry. I just feel like... Okay, wait. Before you confess... No, we're going to get you buttered up, and then we'll ask the questions. Go on.
Okay. I'm going to start with the not shitting my pants confession, and then we'll finish with that.
Okay.
Okay.
Multiple confessions.
So, like, first confession is...
I know. Everybody goes silent. I love it.
I hope my mom doesn't listen to this. Okay. I just moved to my new apartment, and I have a bag full of... vibrators.
Oh, vibrators. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Get it.
Yeah, and my mom helped me move to my new apartment. So, I had a bag full of fun things that are used at my house and not at my mom's house, and I had to put them in a backpack, and I had to let the movers move all of the fun toys to my new apartment so my mom wouldn't see. So, that's the first confession.
Did they see?
No.
Did you have a box, like, labeled, like... vibrators.
The bag said,
so funny.
The bag says super important shit.
Which it is.
Do not That's lose.
And my mom cannot see that bag because it has a rabbit in it.
Oh, yeah.
And it has other
what is,
shit
wait, what
in
does
it
that mean?
That we
Should
can...
I know what that means?
I'm glad you don't know what that means. But
what does that mean?
A rabbit?
It's the best thing in the world. You wouldn't know what it is. That's
Every
why Colton
there...
would not know how to f*** with me. Sorry, boo.
Oh, man.
Sorry, boo.
I love you. I am very happy. Ratings. I know exactly what my headline's going to be for this podcast. Call the media. I'm just kidding. I wouldn't. Yeah, I would. hey, you confess it. Thank you for that.
You're welcome.
That I will take two drinks for. Let's all cheers to Tia for that one.
Empty.
Which also Blake should thank you because... then people forgot about you shitting the bed.
Yeah. Thank you, Tia.
Oh, my God. Yes, Tia. Also, girls, get yourself a rabbit.
Get yourself a rabbit.
I named mine
That's
Peter.
Better than
That's
any man.
Title.
Sorry, man.
That is the title.
Where's the white wine?
That's so funny, but you should really not label it that. Because what if you got, like, robbed and they thought they were getting some really important shit and they just got a box full of dildos?
A box of
Surprise. Okay. Second shit your pants confession.
Do I have to say
no.
that?
Yes.
You don't have to.
She's like, I'm tapped out.
Okay, only because Sarah, Liz, and Morgan know him. Yeah. He was my freshman year of college.
Love when stories start like that.
This was my crush in college. So I was in the dorm, and I had a roommate and two suite mates, and I knew that I had food poisoning. It was not a good time. Ooh. So... I drove to Jacob Wall's house knowing that I had food poisoning.
What?
Yeah. He let me in. One, he let me in. And it was coming out of both ends. So we were puking and then shitting and then puking. And
I like to call that a good butt puke.
Like puking in your yeah. shit. Yeah.
We lost You're lots gross. Of weight that year.
Does this happen often?
This is one time.
Okay.
One time.
Just Maybe. Eating raw cottage cheese.
Okay.
Day-old cottage cheese.
So I was laying on the floor praying for God to take me home because it was so bad. And he was so sweet. He came in and he Lysoled the toilet seat and I slid off the toilet seat because I really needed a shit. And it was
You paint a pretty picture.
Very romantic. And I called my mom and she came and picked me up and now I wanted to die, but... I lost 5 pounds, so
that's so like,
worth it.
Is it worth it? I don't know about that.
Dildos and food poisoning.
Yeah. Oh, man. If you take anything away from this podcast, get yourself a dildo and a good old food poisoning. Good old fashioned food poisoning. Thank you. I'm okay with that one, Brandy.
I don't know if I can follow this up. Like the Colton reaction was just really high here.
I know.
Colton who?
Yeah, Colton who's Colton?
Who? I don't know.
Colton who now?
Okay. I have like a decent one, I guess.
Okay.
Last date I went on, before I left, I had just heard my period, which is like the biggest bummer. Like,
God, why? Why?
Oh, so you wanted to go
already?
Were you gonna have sex?
I mean,
sex?
Just like there's like all the reasons. Like, what if you do want to have sex, or like, you know, you're bloated?
Maybe
you're, like,
the universe
great,
is telling
whatever.
You to not sleep with him on the first date.
There's a lot of reasons. It was it was a second date, so
okay. Oh, well,
we had that.
You, universe.
Judge.
So
what are you doing to me?
I was already like so upset about being on my period. So we go to dinner. Dinner's great. We have a great time. And he's like, "Do you want to come back to my apartment and have a drink?" And I'm like, "Yeah, sounds great." So we go back to his apartment, and I'm like, "I've got to change my tampon," which sucks to do at a dude's house, right? Like, where do you put it? Like, you can't flush them. What if you stop the toilet up? You can't put it in the trash can because then he's the one that has to get rid of it. Like, oh, so much anxiety.
Even the
so
wrapper.
Anxiety. I would freak
by the way,
out if
this
I walked in the bathroom. And it was like,
by the way, this is why guys don't come to this.
Yeah, this is why. So my mom, I text my mom and I'm like, "Mom, what do I do?" And she's like, "You wrap it up in a lot of toilet paper and you put it in the trash can. He'll never even know what it is." I'm like, "All right, that's what I'm going to do."
Mama Tish.
Change my tampon. It's in the trash can. I go back
clutch.
Out. He hands me a drink. We're sitting there. We're chatting. We're having a great time. He has a dog. All of a sudden, the dog comes out with a bloody tampon.
No,
and I'm like,
phenomenal.
Nope.
I was mortified.
What do you mean you don't know how to follow? That was the best one.
This is amazing. That's the best one. Yeah.
You get a scrunchie.
Give her a scrunchie. That's
what?
Yeah. Haven't talked to him since.
Well, yeah. I mean, that would be true love if
Blake,
you did.
Blake doesn't know what's going on.
What?
No.
He doesn't know.
Do you know what a tampon
do.
Is?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Okay.
But dogs like.
Dogs sniff that shit out.
Yeah, they
dogs
do.
Dogs like human smells.
A friend of mine, who I won't mention names, who might be here tonight, her dog ate. She's laughing from backstage.
Bailey.
Her dog had to get, like, her stomach pumped from dirty tampons. I'm so sorry.
That is awful.
Bailey also. Oh, her name's Bailey. Sorry. I just outed your dog. Yeah, there she is. Her dog, Banks, loves dirty used tampons. Gross.
Yeah. God, that was a good confession, though. That
this
was good.
Podcast gets really so gross.
What did he say? Like, what did he?
I mean, he tried to act like it was happened? Totally fine, but I was mortified. And
that's actually one of the best confessions I've heard.
He did not text me the next day, and so I just left it alone and haven't talked to him since. Yeah.
Wow. Let's cheers to that one. That was a good one. That's a good one.
I'm like empty over here. I need a refill.
This one's for the dog. Everybody on three. Can you not? One, two, three. Can you not? Dog?
So on Sunday, October 14th, from the CW and the creator of Jane the Virgin, comes the highly anticipated new series, Charmed. Charmed is the incredible new show about the magic of sisterhood, the power of sisterhood. Two sisters, an activist, and a fun-loving sorority wannabe, have the shock of their lives, the untimely and suspicious death of their mother. Then another huge shock shows up at the door, an older sister, a scientist. Mom's been hiding that third sister all her life. With the death of her mother, suddenly their powers are unleashed. Mind reading, freezing time, moving things with the mind. Imagine if all the women you knew and loved made you more powerful. Your very own OG squad, what would that be like? Would you feel like nothing could stop you? If you could have a magic power to make everyday life a little easier, what would it be? Are you late for a ride or share? Freeze time. Is your latte cold? Maybe warm it up with a little flame from the tip of your finger. Threadbare yoga pants? How about invisibility spell? What about something bigger? If you were a witch eye doctor, you could prescribe gender and colorblind glasses. What if the guy you're dating starts ghosting you? You could send him a ghost. Each charmed one has a special power, but they have to figure out how to access and control them, and they must find the craft in witchcraft, all while trying to lead a normal life and make the world a better place. Using the power of three, the charmed ones will temper the patriarchal powers that be with the powers of she. Three sisters, they will find the unique magical gifts in themselves and the power in each other, and together they will find their destinies and become the power of three. These three women come to find they are stronger together, their supernatural powers combined, the charmed ones will fight evil and protect the innocent. Starring Madeline Mantock, Sarah Jeffrey, and Melanie Diaz, Charmed is casting its spell on the CW. Series premiere Sunday, October 14th, after the season premiere of Supergirl, only on the CW, and I cannot wait.
We'll be back with more Off the Vine with Caitlin Bristow.
Alexa isn't the only one with breaking news. Make sure to hang around at the end of this podcast for the latest breaking headlines on the AP News Minute.
Hey, if you guys like my show, then you're going to love The First Degree on Podcast One. Join Lady Gang's Jack Van Eck along with her best friend and TV producer Alexis Linkletter and crime journalist Billy Jensen as they explore the most shocking crimes, mysteries, and cults with the people closest to the cases. And who knows, you may be their next guest. Check out The First Degree every Wednesday on Podcast One or wherever you find your favorite podcasts.
Now back to Off the Vine with Caitlin Bristow.
Tia, what happened between you and Colton? We all need to know. We need to sleep tonight.
So.
I'm so excited.
I actually don't know the answer to this, and I'm very...
I know, me neither. I'm really excited.
Okay, first of all, that. How do you feel that he's the bachelor? Because I feel like that would suck.
Okay, let's be honest.
Let's be honest.
Yes.
Oh, Blake's ready.
Colton will always want to save face with me because he never wants to be on my bad side because he knows I will f*** him up.
Yes.
But I would be lying if I said I wasn't bitter about him getting the chance to be engaged right now.
Yeah.
Because I want to be engaged.
Well, this is why Tia needs to be the next bachelorette.
Yeah.
Thank you.
I say we sign petitions and, like, get it out there because Tia deserves to find love more than some people.
Thank you.
Just kidding. Everybody needs to find love. But I try and be so politically correct all the time. I'm like, oh, don't say that. People call you out, Caitlin. Yeah. Like, what happened? He did it. Okay, here's my guess from an outsider perspective / been there. Did he know he had a chance to be the bachelor so he didn't take your relationship seriously because he was like, but that's closing a door on being the most eligible man in America?
Okay, absolutely he did.
I knew it. And guess what's going to happen? He going to come running back.
That was great.
He's going to come running back. Or
he's going to come running back to me?
Yeah.
What would you do? What would you do?
No, thank you.
What happens if at the end of his season he doesn't find love and he says he's still in love with you? Would you take him back?
No. No, no.
My girl. No. My girl.
He wasn't ready to be over Becca. He wasn't ready to go be serious with me, but now he's ready to find a wife.
Yeah.
Not drinking that water.
Doesn't add up, does it? No. It doesn't add up. Like his
does not add up.
Yeah. I agree
he
with
told
you on that.
Chris Harrison that he would do the best for good TV. It's on Twitter.
Holy, that tea is hot.
It's bitter, on
bitter
Twitter.
Blake over here is living for this too.
That sounds like somebody else I know.
I don't know what to do.
That's not cool because I think as viewers of the show, you want to see the love stories, right? Like,
yes.
It's fun. It's fun to watch the drunk guy on night one and the Jordans. And I love Jordan. It's fun to watch that for like good TV. But you get really invested when the love stories happen. And I just feel like this happened for... I'm not trying to just bash him because he was my runner-up. But Nick did not seem to be there for love.
No.
And I just... It wasn't convincing. I feel like same thing with Colton. I feel like he's... First of all, you're 26. Men's brains don't develop right here until they're 30.
Do they even develop then?
I'm not sure.
I don't know.
The frontal lobe. Their frontal
lobe. The frontal
lobe,
and it's the decision-making part of the brain, and it does
it's
not...
happening.
Oh, wait.
Turn Blake's mic off.
He's 29.
I'm an asshole. Oh, you're almost there. When are you 30? April? Is that what your birthday? No, May.
Almost 30.
April.
I honestly think like it's more like 33 that they start to pull it together.
And I hate the excuse. Sorry, guys. This again.
Men
is not,
are like we're leaving.
Why you don't
we're never
here.
Coming back.
But I feel like men always have
ass anymore.
It's like an excuse. They're like, "Well, we're guys." It's like, "Oh, so that means you get to be a dick."
Okay. Boys will be boys.
But, yeah. And,
but
I'm just kidding.
And he's not the same.
Just
read
kidding.
Your audience.
Hey,
no, Drake. No Drake. Not you.
Blake, read your audience. It's like 96% women. Blake will never get a podcast. Actually, he will because he was on The Bachelor and everybody gets a podcast. Seriously, is this like a thing? Like you just come off the show and you get a podcast?
Yeah.
Because I had to work my ass off to get one.
It's a thing.
It's a thing.
Are you actually getting a podcast?
No.
It's easy for the guys. not
Tia, true. I would listen to your podcast.
Thank you.
And your podcast should be called Spill the Tia.
Oh, that's great.
Wait.
Built-in name.
That was good.
That was good.
We've got a game for you guys. Are you ready?
Oh, gosh.
It's what I told you about earlier.
I'm prepared.
Oh, yeah. We're going to go to the game
shit.
First.
Oh, shit. Okay.
You have time. We're going to play Make Love, Marry, Murder. I'm going to ask Blake. Okay, you get three. Make Love, Marry, Murder. Here you go. Caitlin, Tia, Brandy.
Come on. Come on.
Yeah.
Do I?
Yeah. You have to. It's the game.
We're ready, bitch.
Yeah. Tell us, Blake.
This is bullshit.
Really think about
it. I am.
He's so nervous.
I am thinking.
And you're
I'm
not
sweating.
Gonna. And I think we can all agree that you're not gonna offend us.
I'm an asshole.
Yeah, say Tia. Oh my.
Well, then marry her so she doesn't get mad. I'd marry Tia.
I'm terrified. Okay.
Yeah, you take offense to that.
What?
Caitlin.
What? What?
You say I'd marry Tia?
Yeah.
What the f- bang you?
See if she. What now? If I say I'm gonna kill Brandy, she'll freak out. She freaked out. You're not gonna marry.
But you gotta say what you feel. I know
Blake. That's
Blake's...
true. Kill. You're engaged. So.
Oh.
Oh. Easy.
See how I slid that in? No. That counts. No. Yeah. Sorry.
I'm fine with either. I guess.
Okay.
Sorry, Caitlin.
I understand. God, I really thought
Mary.
Wow.
Don't see that.
That's fine.
Yeah.
I'll take it.
Yeah.
That's good. That's great.
I found a loophole.
You did. That was good. Yeah, I'm not mad at that. That's pretty good. Yeah. Perfect. Okay. Fine. Damn, I thought that was going to be better than that.
I know. You were hoping for way more drama, I feel.
Okay, who is... Okay, you can ask me.
No, I don't know yet. I got to... Yeah.
Wow. Way to prep for the show.
Okay. Brandy.
Okay.
Marry, kill.
Okay.
Hey! Oh. That's not the game.
Marry, make love, murder.
Right.
Kevin Love.
Okay.
Ben Higgins.
Okay.
Sam Hunt.
Oh, God. Hey, wait. We got to repeat this. Sam Hunt, Ben Higgins, and Kevin Love.
Mm-hmm.
Kevin Love, by the way, just look up his Instagram. You'll see.
Look up Kevin Love.
If anyone knows anything about me, you know I would do anything for Kevin Love. So
yeah. You'd marry Kevin.
I would marry Kevin Love 100%. I think it would Sam Hunt. And I'm sorry, Ben. Like,
that's
although, you know what, though? Sam is married.
Yeah, but that's
that loophole.
No, maybe
I shouldn't do that. Is that my loophole to say sorry, Sam? No,
it's whatever your little heart feels, and it's like this.
Can we
is
go
just,
with unmarried Sam Hunt? Is that cool?
Yeah.
Okay, unmarried Sam. Okay, I stick with my my first answer.
Okay.
Sorry, Ben. Sorry, Ben.
I cannot wait to
see
tell
you, Ben. That's good. Yeah.
I mean, hey.
Okay, Brandy, you asked Tia. Is that what's going on?
Still not.
Yeah. All right. Ari. Colton. Luke Pell.
Okay.
Oh.
Okay. Okay. Colton to take his
Make
identity.
Love. Wait, I missed it. What? Say that again. I missed it.
Make love to Colton to take his virginity. We're saying that again. Because I'm the boss bitch. Okay. Okay, we're killing.
Murder. It sounds nicer.
This is hard.
Murder
this
Luke.
This is hard. Marry Luke?
No, murder him. Oh, wait, Ari.
You know, the loop here could be if you married Colton, you would also get to make
okay,
love
true,
to him.
True.
No take backs. No.
No gives these backsies.
No take backs.
I can't marry Ari because he's marrying one of my friends.
Yeah, but this is the unmarried.
I'm sorry.
But he's not married yet.
But I'm invited.
Blake
to
found
the
a
wedding.
Loophole. Now everybody's messing up the game.
Irrelevant, I feel. All's fair in love and war, you know?
Okay, so we're going to kill Ari. Marry Luke.
Wow.
Make love to Colton.
I'm here for it.
Fair. That was a tough one. Fair.
Yeah.
Okay. Blake.
Right. Oh, damn.
I don't have a good one, but okay.
Maybe you don't have a good one.
Because you know these people and you've met them and been on their show. Okay. I'm going Jimmy Kimmel. Jimmy Fallon.
Oh.
Chris Harrison.
Oh. Oh my gosh. Okay, I would definitely marry Chris Harrison.
Okay, that was an easy one.
Yeah.
Yum.
Definitely. He appreciates wine. He gets my humor. He's a great dad. Am I in love with Chris Harrison?
Wait a minute. Is this your confession?
He's super hot. Just kidding. Okay, so I'd marry Chris Harrison. I would make love.
Ooh. This is going to go viral. I'm so excited.
I would make love to Jimmy. I would make love to Jimmy Fallon.
Yeah.
Because I feel like he's likes the drink and we'd have some good like
okay, no.
Yeah. And then I would, unfortunately, although I love him, murder Kimmel because I feel like he talks too much politics. Okay. Yeah. Canadians don't like talking about American politics.
Fair, yeah.
Tag Jimmy Kimmel and Jimmy Fallon.
Americans don't like it either, but
tag them both in that story.
Hi, Jimmy. Plural.
Oh. That's
a good one. Okay, Ross,
you
Joey Chandler.
Marry Chandler. Yes, you always marry Chandler.
Chandler Bong?
He's the best. Chandler Bing is the
no,
best.
No, I would marry Ross because he'd probably divorce me and then I could remarry.
Joey.
Yeah, I would obviously make love to Joey because as if that guy doesn't have a huge hammer. And
quote
Chandler, I would. Would, does that mean I'd kill him?
No, don't kill Chandler.
Oh, no, that's
kill
so
Ross.
Unfortunate.
Kill Ross.
No, I would never kill Ross. I would never kill Ross.
I'm on the Ross train, too.
I'm so on the Ross train. I would kill, unfortunately, Chandler.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, because I can't have someone be funnier than me.
Chandler.
No,
Chandler would have to take a back seat to me, and he would steal my thunder all the time.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Point.
I am very, very into my decision. Yeah. Yep. And that's how you play. Marry. Murder. Make love.
Those are great rounds.
Yeah. That was good. That was good. I'm still mad at the loophole, but whatever.
Guys, here are some useful car tips that you may not be aware of, or if you listen to my podcast, you may be aware of them. A coffee filter and a little bit of olive oil can clean your interior. Removing excess weight from your car will improve gas mileage, and you can place your key fob under your chin to increase its range. I have tried it. It does work. Here's another tip you also might not know about. TrueCar also helps people get used cars. That's right, TrueCar isn't just for buying new cars. With their certified dealer network and nationwide inventory of nearly 1 million used cars, you will enjoy real pricing on actual inventory and a simpler buying experience whether you buy new or used. And with TrueCar, users get to see what others paid, so they know if they're getting a good deal before buying. They're also more likely to enjoy a faster buying experience by connecting with TrueCar certified dealers. So when you're ready to buy a new or used car, check out TrueCar and enjoy a more confident car buying experience. Some features are not available in all states.
Who's down for a little can you not?
Can you not?
Yeah.
Halloween's coming up. Let's do can you not Halloween.
Like it.
People at Halloween situations. Like, can you not Halloween? Like, here's mine, okay? Can you not find out through your church where we live and come trick-or-treating with no costume on as, like, a 20-year-old woman and ask where Sean B. is? Can I not?
Yikes.
They did that. And I have a doorbell That's camera, awesome. And these girls were, like, standing there, and they're like, what are we going to do if Caitlin answers the door?
And you're watching?
I was watching.
It's phenomenal.
Yeah. So then they left, and I walked out, and then they turned around, they're like, oh, Caitlin! I'm like, sorry, it's not Sean. P.S. I have a doorbell camera, and I heard everything you said. And they were like, oh, God. They were mortified, as they should be.
Girls are crazy. I had story time. Yeah, I had.
Again, read your audience.
Girls are crazy.
But yes, we
so
are.
So I had the same similar thing happen to me. So I took a picture by my place in Denver. Somehow they figured it out. Knocked. There was about 10 of them. Knocked on all my neighbors' doors in my condo.
No, they did not.
Asked where Blake lived. Found me and knocked on my. They were wasted. It was like
was
recently.
It, Maggie?
It was day drinking. It was. I knew you looked familiar.
Maggie's shaking her head. We're getting dark. Maggie's getting
but
dark.
But they and then oh, yeah. But it gets worse. So they knocked and I looked out the people and I was like, I don't know any of them. So I walked away. My door was unlocked. They opened the door. This is true. Happened. This happened.
No
they opened the door.
Shame.
And she, yeah, two of them came in and like put their foot. In, I hope they're not listening. Put their foot in the door.
They're here.
No,
they're
I hope
here
they
put
are.
Put their foot
sure.
in the door. But I was luckily I was like I had friends over and I was in the back so they didn't see me. And they're like, does Blake live here? And they're like. They're like, no, you got the wrong house, you got the wrong house. And they wouldn't leave. They had to force, like, my friends had to forcefully push
that
them out of the door.
Illegal.
It was crazy.
Yeah.
It was scary.
Like, you should probably get a restraining order.
I don't know them.
So I don't know their names.
Well, so, if you're out there,
they didn't actually
to this.
See me, so I think I'm safe. But it was
no, you're not safe. That is not safe. That is so
it
terrifying.
Crazy. It was crazy.
Can
they
you
put
not?
The door? You know when you put your foot in front of the door and then you can't close
Would
the door.
Would you guys do that? Yeah, you say that, but
no.
Be honest.
That's
Maggie?
So crazy. Maggie, would you do that? Okay, she promises. We trust you.
She what?
We trust you, Maggie. Okay, who else has a good Halloween? Can you not?
Can you not with your slutty police and electrician nurse. And nurse and all this bullshit, slutty costume shit? Can you not?
It's not
yeah,
wow.
Can you not?
Can you, though?
But, like, can you?
But like candy.
But let me tell you, I was a slutty nurse when I was 18, and I felt
was a
really
slutty
good
pirate. Okay,
I'm a slutty something every year. That's the point of Halloween.
Some girls are like, I'm gonna return my costume as soon as I get home. Anybody being something slutty for Halloween out there this year?
My.
Oh, is that a guy's hand? Okay, no,
slutty,
that's
donut, slutty nurse,
oh,
slutty
donut.
Avocado.
What am I? What am I?
Oh, slutty avocado. That sounds
slutty
cute.
Good, yeah.
Slutty I'm kind
avocado.
Of into that.
Yeah.
Last night, one of the questions was, what's an inappropriate, like, what is it, young teenage costume? I said, slutty newborn, I think it was.
He did. He said that. He went, ooh.
That didn't land.
That
the graph
did not
land.
Like that. That didn't land. It did last night, but again, read your audience. I know you went there because you think everybody's drunk, but that just sobered all of us.
Oh. Yeah, I miss.
Ugh. Brandy.
Oh, okay. Mine's actually a true story. I throw an epic Halloween party
she
at my
does.
House. Usually, this year it's not happening. But
Womp.
Can you not come to my Halloween party where there's not a lock on my downstairs bathroom door? Because I live by myself. Why do you need that? Can you not come and have oral sex against my sink in my downstairs bathroom while I have 100 people in my home?
Can you not?
Was that yes. Wells and Sarah?
Can you not?
Because they were there.
No, they were upstairs in my bathroom.
With the lock.
They knew what to do. Yeah, they're like, we're going for the locked door here. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
I heard some pretty crazy stories from that Halloween party.
It was lit.
It was so lit.
Mega lit.
I missed it.
Yeah.
I didn't know what the definition of lit was until I went to Miley Cyrus's 4th of July party. It took me at least 8 days to recover.
Oh, at least.
Coming from the girl that doesn't get hungover, I was not okay.
No.
I think I smoked something, too.
Sean had to, like, throw you over his shoulder and yeah. drag you out. You were the last one to leave the party. You were like,
which is also very impressive.
Oh, yeah.
Because what Miley's what, 24?
25. Somebody knows.
I'm 33, okay? I can't hang.
Oh, you were hanging that night.
Was
yeah,
I, though?
Were.
Hanging over Sean's shoulder.
He was like, it's time to go, Caitlin.
VIP pity laughers.
Everybody's I believe like, we were chasing you around the pool at one point, trying to get you in the car.
Yeah.
You were loving life.
I just was really enjoying the diving board.
Yes, you were.
Yeah, I was feeling it. It was full pretty friend. Dangerous, actually. Did you already say yours? Yeah. Oh, Blake, that's who has it.
My turn. Can you not spend 6 months mortgage on your costume? And I DIY, you know, I like created, mine's a Goodwill costume, and this person said.
Do people do that?
Yeah. Oh, yes. God, yeah. Well, but sometimes there's, if you go to a bar and there's like a $3,000, like, prize.
Oh.
For having like the best, costume. And somebody walks in with like a $6,000 costume. It's incredible. Like, you've seen that Transformer one where that person, like, that's incredible. Yeah.
What are you going to be for Halloween?
Jason. I'm going to be Jason and Jason's going to be me for Halloween. I'm going to wear.
Are you getting a wig?
I already bought a wig. Okay, yeah, like perfect, a slick back wig.
That's funny.
I'm going to wear like a blazer.
What's he going to do?
And like play
loafers
with my cuffs.
Loafers with no socks.
He's going to wear a tank top and a backwards hat.
Yeah, where's your tank top?
And boots.
Yeah, I can't.
Maybe I'll be Blake for Halloween
to wear
too, because that's good. What? Maybe I'll be Blake for Halloween.
There you go.
Yeah.
I thought when you said Jason, I was like,
Blake for Halloween.
Like wear a mask, like the scary Jason. I'm like, who's Jason? Oh, yeah. How do you say his last name?
Totic.
Maggie, I really
Totic.
Love you.
Jason
no, I do.
Totic.
I really love you. You know how we're doing the Blairette? Where's Blair?
Where's Blair?
Oh, there she is. We're doing the Blairette, and we're going to find Blair Love, and she's going to hand out scrunchies and say, do you accept this do? I know. Clever. But that's what we're going to do for Tia after. If she's not the next Bachelorette, it'll be the Tia-ette. And then after that, you're up.
The Blakeler.
Yeah, the Blakeler.
Yeah, the Blakeler. I think people would be down for that. Mm-hmm. You what? You apply?
I'll apply.
You will applaud.
You don't have to. You're in. You are definitely the drunk guy night one. Okay, well, my whole family thought I was going to be. And my whole family was like, Caitlin, we got to like sit you down and have this conversation, but don't be the drunk guy night one. And I was like, no guarantees, Dad.
Were you?
Same.
I was, but luckily somebody else was more drunk, and they got that. You wouldn't be able to tell. Like, I was like, whoa, I was really drunk, but really I was just like acting like this. Like,
we had the rules.
So did we, yeah.
You guys couldn't
have the rules.
Well, we could.
That is mind-blowing. Do you know how much alcohol is flowing the first night on the Bachelor Mansion?
Who's the first one that got cut off?
That's
no.
Did you guys have two drinks per hour? Like,
I had moonshine.
Moonshine?
Two moonshines per hour?
Did you bring that with you? Or
two moonshines per hour.
Wait, that would have been smart. Sneak in a flask of like...
Yeah, Ari set it up. Hay bales and moonshine.
Oh, that's fun.
I feel like it would have been so much more fun if we were able to like...
Honestly,
really
it was crazy. The situation with like not like cutting off the alcohol, because there was a girl on my season who I'm like, alcohol just does not work for this girl, but it made her really funny. Ashley S. She like thought an onion was a pomegranate or something, or like either way around. Which, by the way, Ashley S. is one of my favorite human beings to this day. Like, she's actually very intelligent. She doesn't drink anymore because they were like encouraging, because she was freaking funny when she drank. I went back and watched some of Crystal's season. You guys ever like really bored out of your mind? It was a good season. There were some real crazy bitches on that one. Ashley I was on
your cast of the girls were solid on that season.
Ashley I and Jared.
What the f***?
No. Spill it, Tia.
I was gone. I left the same day they got engaged.
But what makes your reaction WTF?
Yeah.
I'm not waiting that long.
Oh.
Is that how long it was?
No, that's way
but
too long.
I would just years? Always hold on to the three fact years. That he like didn't love me off the bat. I'd be like, what the hell was that Damn. About? Like, I would be like, if it's not love at first sight, then what the hell? What?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
I do love their love story because it's so classic Ashley I. Like, she's been like,
so cute.
She has been like manifesting like a weird rom-com her whole life, and it happened.
And it happened.
But for me, I'd be like, what's wrong with you that you didn't love me like right off the bat?
Yeah,
thank
same.
You.
Yeah, yeah.
Same.
Yeah. But I mean, it's cute for them. It's cute.
Hey guys, so we had so much fun, too much fun recording that live show. It went obviously longer than others because we had a crowd to entertain. So we're going to be doing a two-part podcast. So make sure you tune in on Thursday for Grape Therapy to hear more of the fun and games and all of the tea. You're not going to want to miss part two. Again, that will be Thursday on Grape Therapy. Tune in.
Thanks for listening to Off the Vine with Caitlin Bristow. Get new episodes every Tuesday exclusively on PodcastOne.com, the Podcast One app, and subscribe on Apple Podcasts.
Who's not with OTV?
Sponsors for this week's Off the Vine, CW's Charmed. Check out the Charmed series premiere Sunday, October 14th on the CW. Express, go to express.com and use code 4841 in-store or online for $25 off when you spend $100. LaCroix Sparkling Water, the 100% innocent beverage. Visit lacroixwater.com and TrueCar. Visit TrueCar for a more confident car buying experience.
Okay, you know I can't keep a secret. Depends what it is, but most of the time, no. Or a deal to myself, which is why I'm going to tell you the best place to find spring savings, Ross. Okay, you'll find huge deals on all the latest spring trends, because when you find brand names for 20 to 60% off department store prices, you're definitely finding your next favorite outfit. Trust me, you do not want to miss out on these deals on your favorite tops. And it's spring, so, you know, Ross has savings on sundresses. And you can show off your spring style with brand name sandals for less. And with these savings, you're going to want to get a handle on these handbags. Get outside this spring with savings on the outdoor tableware. And let's not forget about the guys, okay? There are plenty of great deals on men's shirts and more. Seriously, just visit your nearest Ross and see for yourself. Believe me, your wallet will thank you. So what are you waiting for? Say yes for less at Ross.